Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Truma, we have eight psukim. In this Aliyah, the Torah tells us of the requirement to build the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach. It's also called the Mizbeach HaOlah, and it's also called the Mizbeach HaNechoshet, the copper Mizbeach, since it was made of copper-plated wood walls filled with dirt. Almost all of the other kelim were made of gold. Why would the most central piece of the Mishkan, the place where the avoda occurs, the place where every single animal korban was brought, the place where Bnei Israel gathered every single morning and every single evening for the korban tamid, the place where the kohanim said Kriyat Shema every single morning at sunrise, etc., etc. Why would that place, why would that Mizbeach of all Kalim in the Beit HaMikdash, why would that be made of copper and not of gold, the fanciest gold? Why would that be the case? A beautiful answer is given by the Midrash HaGadol. The Midrash HaGadol is a compilation of Midrashim, the largest of all Midrash collections. This is found in the beginning of Perek Chaf Zayin, says the Midrash HaGadol. V'lama nechoshet lomar lecha, ma nechoshet zu, af al pi shema'alit chaluda hi mitmareket. Kach Yisrael, af al pi shehein chotin, imosin tshuva, mitkaper lahen. Says the Medrash HaGadol, why was the Mizbeach made of copper? To teach us the following lesson. Just like copper, if rust grows on it, you can scrub it off, you can polish it off. So to you, Bnei Yisrael, even if you sin, you can do tshuva and rub off your sin, so to speak. It's an incredible message that Bnei Israel had to hear then, and you and I need to hear today at the heart of the Mishkan, at the heart, at the center of our avoda. We are told that Hashem's love is unconditional. There's a little tarnish on the Mizbeach, no problem. It can be polished right away. Don't ever think for a moment that Hashem gives up on you, despite mistakes that we may make. That message is front and center of the Mishkan and of the Beit HaMikdash. No gold on this Mizbeach. This Mizbeach, the outer Mizbeach that everyone can see, that is copper. It can always be polished. Hashem always loves us and waits for our tshuva. Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the great Rosh Yeshiva of YU, who died in 1993, says a very similar idea in his Sefer Al HaTshuva. The Gemara in Masechet Chagiga, Daf Tet Vavam and Aleph, tells us the story of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, the great rabbi who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir. It was Elisha ben Avuya who left the path of Torah. And the Gemara says that once on Shabbos, Elisha ben Avuya and Rabbi Meir were walking together. Elisha ben Avuya was riding a horse on Shabbos. And Rabbi Meir, of course, was walking. It was Shabbos. And they get to the edge of Tchum Shabbos. And Elisha ben Avuya says to Rabbi Meir, you, Rabbi Meir, you must stop. You must turn around. And Rabbi Meir says, you too, Rebbe. You too, Rebbe. Turn around and do tshuva. And the Gemara says that Elisha ben Avuya says, no. I heard me'acharei pargod. I heard a heavenly voice that the Torah, that Hashem said, the heavenly voice said, I want everyone to do tshuva except for you. Acher, except for you, Elisha ben Avuya. Shamati me'acharei pargod, shuvu banim shovavim, chutz me'acher. And that's the Gemara. Elisha ben Avuya said, I can't do tshuva. But Rabbi Soloveitchik says in Al HaTshuva, there was no heavenly voice. There was no bat kol. Excuse me. It was all in his head. Hashem did in fact say, come back. Even you, Elisha ben Avuya. I want you to come back. What a shame. What a shame, Elisha ben Avuya. No one is too tarnished to come back. No one is too tarnished that they can't be polished. Even the Mizbeach, the main Mizbeach of the Mikdash, can get tarnished. But it and we can also get polished again. Have an amazing day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.